The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, there were many fascinating pieces in yesterday's newspapers, and particularly one in the Business Post that jumped out to me was written by Sandra Gannon, the managing director of Azure Pharmaceuticals, former president of the pharmaceutical representative body Medicines for Ireland. And in her piece in the Business Post, she set out worries about a potential shortage of medicines such as paracetamol, statins, antibiotics, and other medication. Sandra, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on The Last Word on Today FM. Now, can you, for the people who didn't actually see this piece, can you explain why you're worried?
Yeah, I can indeed, Matt. From my perspective, the piece was really a call to action because as someone who's been in the industry for a very long time, and particularly in the generics industry, I'm watching the situation with regard to COVID-19 evolve. And I suppose what's concerning is, not just from an Irish perspective, but also from a European perspective, our dependency on supplies of the active pharmaceutical ingredients and also our finished medicines coming from China and from India, and the potential shortages that could occur as a result of manufacturing operations in both countries being closed, and what we're seeing is potentially some of the mainstay medications, the very medicines that keep the most of the population going, becoming short. Now, this isn't an immediate problem. It's not an immediate risk in that pharma supply chains tend to hold a reasonable amount of stock. We probably are seeing 12 to 16 weeks of stock of most medicines available in the country. But the problem is that pharma manufacturing is also a very lengthy process. So an average is taking between 10 and 12 weeks for the manufacturing, packing, and then shipping and release of product to a market. So I suppose the piece is really a call to action that there are going to be challenges in the medicine supply chain coming. We have some time right now to plan for those, but we do need to start planning. And that's
now,
really
Sandra,
what the piece is about.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this because I think an awful lot of people thought that we made so many pharmaceutical products in Ireland for export that we'd have no shortage ourselves of these particular medications.
And we do make a lot of medicines in Ireland, but the fact is most of the medicines that we make in Ireland are actually for the export market. And most of what we consume in Ireland is actually imported. So if you look at the medicines market in Ireland in terms of volumes of packs, somewhere in the region of 65 to 70% of the medicines volume in Ireland is off-patent, less expensive generic medicines. And what happens in the market, particularly in relation to generics, is as price falls, as the patent comes off and price falls across many European markets and the US market, you get a consolidation of manufacturing of the active pharmaceutical ingredient and also the finished packs to lower cost countries. So if you look at active pharmaceutical ingredients for generics, it is estimated that China controls about 40% of global active pharmaceutical ingredient manufacturing. And by and large, active pharmaceutical ingredient manufacturing in China stopped for almost 12 weeks. And then when it restarted in March, India went into lockdown. And India takes its active pharmaceutical ingredients from China and then turns that into the finished dose formulation and tablets that we all consume in the Irish market. And now India's gone into lockdown until at least the 14th of April. So nobody's manufacturing in India at the minute. And from my sources, what I'm hearing is there is active ingredients sitting in containers in Indian ports that can't be unloaded. And there are containers that are sitting empty in Indian ports that can't be filled with finished packs. So if you sum up the total of that, you know, what we are going to see in Europe, in Ireland, in the US are shortages of medicines, and it's shortages of the mainstay medications, the older medicines, the ones that make up, you know, the most volume of medicines put on the market in Ireland. So that's where the conundrum lies. We make medicines here, but not always the medicines that we consume here.
It's fascinating stuff, which raises all sorts of issues about the globalization, the interconnected world, how supply chains can break down, and the potential, presumably in the future, for countries perhaps to be saying, well, when it comes to healthcare, we're going to have to actually do more things for ourselves rather than always being dependent on importing when necessary.
I think that's, you know, that's a big issue. And I think when all this settles, many countries, and Ireland included, will need to look at, you know, our dependency, and particularly singular dependency, because there are many medicines where almost all of the global requirements for the active are solely made in China. We have no control over their supply chain. You know, we've seen over the past number of years when, you know, a Chinese factory, you know, burns down, then, you know, the whole market, the whole global market goes into shortages. So I think when all of this is over and the dust has settled, there will be many people looking at the pharma supply chain, as, and particularly in the area of the mainstay volume medicines. And, you know, there needs to be some lessons learned from this. We need to have secondary, third, fourth sources of API. We need to control those closer to home. But with that probably comes a price too, because, you know, and this isn't about, you know, this isn't a topic for discussion now, but when you see reimbursement prices for a month's supply of medicine less than the cost of a takeaway coffee, there's something wrong in the system, given the amount of regulation that's required to manufacture medicine.
Well, Sandra Gannett, that brings me to my final question, because if we're getting all of these medicines from China and India, and I just focus on China, if we see, for example, that the personal protective equipment which was delivered over the weekend, that much of it was actually faulty, or it came last week, are we always guaranteed that the medicines that we have coming from China, produced so cheaply, are of the required quality?
I think that's where the regulators do a fantastic job, Matt. So, you know, I would have no qualms about quality in that the European Medicines Agency, our own HPRA, and other regulatory bodies are consistently doing on-site audits in relation to medicine active ingredients and also the finished packs. I think in that lies a problem, though, because while we see that with PPE equipment, even many local suppliers are turning their capacity to producing, you know, masks and gloves and other protective equipment. You can't do that with medicines. It's so regulated that, you know, the supply has got to come from the companies that are listed on your license. So there will be no fallback position of other people being able to step in to manufacture. But with that also comes the quality element, which is, you know, it is highly regulated, it is regularly audited, complaints and any quality issues are flagged at a local level and then at a European level. So I think there are lots of steps in the process to ensure that what's coming is quality product, but it also means there's a delay in actually, you know, being able to do anything when something goes wrong.
Sandra Gannon, thank you very much for taking the time to join us here on The Last Word of Today FM. Sandra is Managing Director of Azure Pharmaceuticals. And if you want more details of what she's been talking about, her piece appeared in the Business Post yesterday and it is available online at the Business Post website.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.